You're listening to The Blazing World, a show where trans, non-binary people, women from the experimental music scene are front and center. And today I put together a playlist of some avant-jazz, some drone, of course, and some more dancey stuff in between. And speaking of which, that was Blues Control with the song Boiled Peanuts. Blues Control is a band I oftentimes turn to when I want to listen to some fun experimental music. They recently broke up. They were active from the early 2000s until 2019, I think. And during this time, they put out a couple of really good albums, one of which is their first one, also called Blues Control. But they also have one really good release on Revenge. Revenge label is sometimes putting out combo series where they pair up a contemporary artist with a musical pioneer, as they call them. They're called Freakways. And Blues Control did one release with Laraji, which is definitely also worth checking out. Next up is going to be Yana Rush with Moaning. Yana Rush is a Chicago-based artist. She released an album last year. It's called Painful Enlightenment. And the album is a document of her own struggle with depression, suicidal thoughts, and so forth. So it's an album that's quite chilling at times. Also sometimes difficult to listen to, but sometimes also really uplifting. And Moaning, with its blazing sax solo, is exactly that type of song. We'll be right back.
Tuesday. Life goes on like the mighty waters on its way to the Gulf, sometimes calm, sometimes dashing, waves high, peaceful still. He calmed the sea once with just a few words. I remember Daddy staying behind to speak with Reverend Fleetwood. It didn't appear pleasant from a distance, but Daddy was always talking sharp to somebody. Not in some mean way, just, you know, in that way that he was letting them know that he was really listening. In that old soldier way of his, he was so scarred by that war, haunted by ghosts in the far-off corners of his mind that I could never quite decipher. I am a child of the wind. Even Daddy said so. We used to race, and I would always win. And he'd say, run, baby, run. Run like the wind. That's it, the wind. Memory is a most unusual thing. Wednesday. Her eyes would light up and lips curl when she told me of the heaven where black folks could enter any of the 12 pearly gates. And they walked on streets of gold, and they all had shoes. She could tell stories with such humor and grace, and she would often sing to me. I got shoes, they got shoes, everybody's got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on the shoes, gonna walk all over that heaven, heaven. As the shades of night close in and the day passes into the great beyond, I find myself at the end of another. I haven't been too busy just going along. My last glimpse was seeing her candy-colored skin lit up by that bright, hot light. She was on her knees, head down, in a prayer that seemed was not being heard. Daddy in a stance, ready to defend what he felt was his right to be. The house of God, they said, was no place for the mixing of races. Some of those voices I could make out. Mr. Hancock of the dry goods store, Mr. Hart of the livery stable, and even Daddy's cousin Thompson McCall, whose voice I could always recognize because it always seemed pitched to the lowest of the low. And he still had that accent that spoke of another faraway place that he couldn't hide even if he wanted to. I am a child of the wind. Even Daddy said so. We used to race and I would always win. And he'd say, run, baby, run. Run like the wind. That's it, the wind. Memory is a most unusual thing. Thursday, a love you miss for an eternity. I am a child of the wind. Even Daddy said so. We used to race and I would always win. And he'd say, run, baby, run. Run like the wind. That's it, the wind. Memory is a most unusual thing. Peace be still. So many a restless body is given peace one way or the other. Do Lord, oh do Lord, do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do you remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do you remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, do you remember me.
That was Matana Roberts' Trail of the Smiling Sphinx. Matana Roberts is, as you probably could hear, a jazz saxophonist and clarinetist. They got lots of accolades, Best of Music List, Jazz Awards, all the jazz. But they're best known for the project Coin Coin, which is a 12-album series, and Roberts is now on chapter 4. That song was from the Memphis album. And this entire series sort of tries to explore aspects of American history, ancestry, race, with a focus on oral history, family narratives, mythology, and Roberts does that all with a bunch of different methods, so sax playing, but also field recordings, spoken word, singing. It's a really beautiful album, or a beautiful series. And this particular album or chapter was inspired by a story told by Robert's grandparents, where a woman of mixed race parents was murdered by the Ku Klux Klan, and she escapes to live in the forest. So Roberts traveled all around the U.S. South for that, particularly Louisiana, Mississippi, Memphis, of course, Tennessee. And recently Roberts is also traveling in Asia and Africa, so the next chapters are probably going to be really interesting. And now, turning to the drone part of today's show, is Sarah Devachi starting us off. And Sarah, Tavachi is a Canadian experimental musician. She works a lot with old synths, harpsichords, pipe organs, all the old string instruments. And I'm going to play a song off the album Two Sisters that was released this year, where she once again explores this mix of old and new, a lot of sinister hues, foreboding melodies, and the song that I will play in particular, it's called Icon Studies 1, and this song in particular shifts between sort of drone music and Renaissance polyphony, so definitely turn your speakers up and listen carefully.